just
the
do it.
Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days. Splash brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger. That kind of became the number one item in the Splash, what we already talked
it
about.
Is.
John DeFilippo going to Jacksonville.
Right.
Cardinals still searching for an offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
In name only.
You're exactly right. So this job is still out there, and it seems and it feels like it should be a big job, but it's really not a big job because the job's already full. It's already been filled by the head coach. It is so disorienting for old school football people. If we could pull back the curtain, if you could see Wolf after his show is over, now he'd been on the air for 4 hours, you still saw how worked up he was about how the NFL is changing, how the NFL that Ron Wolfley knew just doesn't exist anymore. And I'm telling you, the people who grew up of a different generation, who were schooled to think that the head coach of a football team was the be-all, end-all, and they were. And they were. I'm telling you, there. When you look at youth coaches in this country, you look at high school, football, college, pro football coaches, all of these guys have been reared to believe they are it. That they are immortal. I've told you the story. Growing up on the south side of Chicago, I liked football. I was okay at it. I went out to play for team. The coach of the football team where I grew up was the biggest jerk face you would ever imagine. We had to run 17 laps of the football field after practice was over. We were kids. Why? Because he was a football coach, and he could. And he drummed in 3 days. That guy made me, I hate you. Me and a lot of what I feel of tyrannical head coaches is born from that personal experience. When you're tyrannical and authoritative to the point of absurdity.
Well, I mean,
a generation grew up with these figures as the pillars of football, and it's crumbling.
Here's me being a contrarian again. Did you ever, in all these years since, sit back and think, maybe we were just a bunch of out-of-shape jerks, and this coach needed to run us 17
because
laps?
No, that's not true. That is not true. Because I was not that kid, and the kids I grew up were not those kids. We respected authority. We obeyed and listened and respected our elders. There were just people who abused it.
Oh, I think you're seeing less and less of that, but that will always exist.
Well, because coaches can't get away with it anymore.
Yeah.
Kids transfer. Kids say, forget it, I'm playing baseball.
They have social media now, too.
Well, right, that's true. They get outed on social media. But this whole thing is just fabulous because...
Do you remember the Titans?
Do I remember the Titans? I like that.
Yeah. Herman
do
Boone?
Do you remember squared the Titans?
Herman Boone would have been fired and sued.
That's a good point.
Can't withhold water from your kids. Water doesn't make you weak.
Yeah, you're right. You're practically, allowing children to cook their insides. Boil from the inside out.
Herman Boone was a precursor to DJ Durkin. Times have changed. You're exactly right.
Oh, yeah. And we also live in a state that idolizes and lionizes Frank Kush. Think Frank Kush could be Frank Kush in 2018?
No.
2019?
No.
Not happening. All right, in the NBA last night, the Phoenix Suns. Man, I tell
you. Way to follow it up, guys.
This team has really turned a corner, Vinny. This team is...
Do you know how many times the phrase that I uttered on the air more than once, building an identity based on defense, ran through my head last night?
Yeah.
Because there was nothing resembling defense going on at in Indiana. The Pacers beat the Suns 131-97. That was with Devin Booker back in the lineup. Book might have had his worst game as a pro last night. And there wasn't really anybody to point at and say, yeah, that was good. And Kelly Oubre was okay, but went 1 of 6 from the free throw line. That was over early. I mean, the Pacers came out and ran a clinic in the first quarter, and it just continued.
Yeah. Did you ever see? And first of all, Devin Booker threw me off because I don't know whether he was wearing a headband last night or whether it looked like he had brain trauma. He looked like one of those guys in that famous Revolutionary War picture, the three of them. One's playing the drums, the other one's got that bandage around his head. That's what Devin Booker looked like last night. That basketball game was disgusting last night. My 9-year-old was waiting to watch Batman The Dark Knight Rises with me, and he was waiting and waiting and waiting, And I'm like, Cole, I've got to see the end of this basketball game. And at one time, he's like, Daddy, when are you going to stop watching it? That team stinks. Growing a generation of fans one at a time. It's the way to do it.
That's how you do it. You follow up a good performance by just one of the worst performances in the league this year. That was awful.
No, it was.
The Warriors didn't have a bad first quarter. 51 points in their win over the Nuggets. A new first quarter NBA record. Consider that. I said it earlier, Bic. We're not far off from some team in the NBA scoring 200 points in a game. The problem with that is, if you're scoring that many points, the opposition is going to tune out. They're not really going to play that hard. Thus, you will tune out, and you won't be able to sustain that level of offense for 48 minutes.
Or you're going to break every unwritten rule by going full bore in the fourth quarter with your starters when the other team's already surrendered.
But look, 51 points over four quarters, that's
there.
Over 200.
Get you there.
It's going
to
happen.
Can you duplicate that? Can you go 51 times four? Can you get to the fourth quarter at like 146, and then the Warriors and Steve Kerr, they go, you know what? Forget what everybody thinks. Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
That's what it'll take. And the Warriors would be the team to do it. What's scary about
this? But
they
won't risk it ever, because you'd have to keep your starters in a blowout game. And it would.
Oh.
I mean,
the other team would be taking
realistic
cheap shots.
Theoretically, it could happen. Realistically, it won't.
Yeah. That's
but
well
51
said.
Points in a quarter. I mean, the Suns haven't even given that up yet. I'm angsty now, too.
Well, look, here's the thing about Golden State, too, that's tripping me out. They still haven't had DeMarcus Cousins. He's going to play Friday against the Clippers.
Yeah.
And if they can drop 50, Denver, you look at the percentages from Denver, they shot 45% from the field. They're a good team, and they got hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so bye, parody. Bye-bye. And then DeMarcus Cousins is going to join that team on Friday?
Just slow him down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, in the splash, from the broadcasting realm, Bob Costas, done with NBC. 40-year relationship over. I get a kick out of all these headlines. Bob Costas, in quotes, quietly splits with NBC. That's like a 25-point font right there. There's nothing quiet about this. It's everywhere.
Yeah, no, but it would be hard to do that quietly.
And I know he's got fans, he's got detractors, but what a run at one network, and it's over.
I don't know, and Bob Costas is an amazing broadcaster, but I, for the life of me, still can't get over when he tried to broadcast the Olympics with pink eye. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like, it really was like Dr. Evil looking at the mole on that guy. You know what I mean? Holy moly!
That was Austin Powers that was looking at the mole.
What'd I say?
Not Dr. Evil.
Oh, Dr. Evil didn't do it?
No, it was Austin Powers. But also, just one more thing. Archie Bradley with a...
Oh, yes. Sort of... cryptic tweet.
Yeah.
A picture Archie Bradley tweeted out of himself shaking hands with a catcher at the end of a baseball game, and it said just two words. Closing time.
Think somebody was given a promotion?
Is that a promotion? Here, have the most high-profile job on our pitching staff.
Yeah, of course it is.
And you were really bad in the second half of last season, but here you go.